What is up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Legion. This is episode 207, I think, of a Strong the Iron Will Way official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. I think it's 207 because I have been recording videos and kind of converting those into podcasts too, and I have a couple in drafts, so I'm losing track, but 207-ish. What I wanted to talk about today with you guys was something I think is really important and that I see a lot of people get hung up on, and without properly kind of mastering this, I don't think we can really get anywhere in life or in any aspect of life, and that is decision making. That is pulling the trigger. A lot of times we are thinking about stuff for way too fucking long. You know, we're thinking about joining a gym, we're thinking about getting a trainer, we're thinking about calling a nutritionist, we're thinking about starting this program, we're thinking about trying this thing, doing this thing, and that could be going back to school, that could be starting your own business, that could be, again, all the things I mentioned earlier. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to who are thinking about doing something, and then like a year later, they're still thinking about it. And this is not uncommon. I used to do it a lot too. Part of the problem with this is that we want everything to be just right before we do it. We want to really suss it all out and be smart. And a part of that is good. You don't want to be reckless, obviously, in these decision making. And in fact, you know, it's kind of proven, I guess, to some degree, research that intelligent children tend to be a little bit more cautious because they're thinking about what's on the other side of that cliff before they jump over it. They're thinking about what's in that, how deep the waterfall is that they're about to jump off into the water, so there's not a fucking rock sticking up. So you have to at least consider that. But oftentimes we are scared to make that move, scared to make that phone call to join the gym, because that means if somebody answers and I sign up, I actually have to start doing this thing. I recently just kind of signed on a pretty big deal for the gym, and I noticed that, like, right after doing it, there was one day where I was less aggressive towards calling my partner and getting him on the phone and starting to move on it. I kind of was just like simmering in it for a day because I realized that was like not fear, but the realization hit me like this is happening. This is on. Like, as soon as I pick up this phone, a lot of things are going to change, and my job description is going to change, and there's a lot more work, and there's a lot more opportunity, and good shit going to happen. But it's really going to happen as soon as I do this. So my subconscious was holding back a little bit to the comfort of what currently is, and with the kind of anticipation of what's about to happen, right? So I think we do that a lot where, you know, I wouldn't call it fear of success. I mean, I've heard that said. I don't know, but I think it means just fear of having to fucking do shit, man. Like, if you, like, a big thing for me, guys, is, like, I'm, again, just trying to give you, like, context. I actually really enjoy public speaking and things of that nature, but I definitely get nervous about it and anxious about it because it's a thing, you know. I mean, you're going to be in front of a bunch of people, you want to do a good job, you want to look, come across the way you want to come across, you don't want to make a fool of yourself, you know, all these things go through your head. So when opportunities like that come up, you know, my first response is like, oh yeah, man, I got to do that. And then as soon as I kind of like submit the application or the submission to get chosen, there's part of me that's like, oh man, I kind of hope I don't get that. Because if I get that, that means actually I have to fucking do it. And it sounded great in my mind, but actually doing it, all of a sudden the reality of being a little nervous about it comes up. So I think this happens all the time when, again, you might make that realization like, you know what, I really got to get my ass in shape. And I've realized by now I can't do it. I got to hire somebody. I got to help somebody. I know this guy that everybody's told me about that they go to, I'm going to get his help. But then, like, when you send that email or pick up that phone, you realize as soon as that person answers and gets back to me, like, it's on. I got to start spending money. I got to start getting up early in the morning. I got to start pushing myself. He's going to make me change my eating. And that's a bit scary. So we think about it some more. And then we say, oh, you know what? My other friend has a good trainer too. I'm going to check out that person. Oh, and then let me post on Facebook, get any some recommendations. And now I got 72 gyms and trainers and fucking, you know, body wrap solutions. So let me check those all out first. And this is what we call paralysis by analysis. Now you have too many options, too many ideas, and you're just, in quotes, researching them all. But in fact, you're just stalling, okay? You have to find a way to get past this and pull the trigger. So anxiety is fed by indecision, okay? So if you're anxious about something and you're mulling it around in your head and you're laying there at night, because this could be just joining the gym, which maybe is not anxiety provoking, probably is, but it could be, again, big, you know, I've had big decisions to make with business, and we've moved across the country a couple times. I mean, these are big fucking deal. You know, liquidated our entire savings to do these different things, and those are not things to be taken lightly, but also you can't think about them for 2 years. You know, that opportunity, that window is going to close fairly quickly when these things pop up. And this even happens with motivation. You know, when it doesn't have to be an opportunity like a business opportunity where I have to say yes or no in a couple days or the person's going to move on. I'm talking about your own motivation. You wake up and you feel dissatisfied with your life and your body and you want to make a big move about it. That's the time to pull the trigger, because all of a sudden you're gonna, I'll do it later, tomorrow, Monday, and then that dissatisfaction fades and you get comfortable in your shit life and you like, you know what, it's fine, I'll take care of it. Like, you know, you just, something else pops up that you got to deal with. You got to pull the trigger, because again, there's never a perfect time. Not once when I the trigger on any of these kind of business things or big moves were they ever convenient, were they ever a good time? Never, ever. It was always like, oh, I don't know if this is the right move now, but like, it's here, let's go. And if I look back over the top 10 kind of things that have shaped my life into where it is now, every single one of those was predicated on some kind of fairly massive decision. And honestly, at the time, and thank God that my wife is very similar to me in that we can hash things out and decide and pull the trigger. And Kristen and I would talk and, of course, think it through and, you know, debate the pros and cons, and then we fucking do it. And then, you know, the decision literally takes a second. And then you make the phone call, you sign on the dotted line, you start the process, and the anxiety of the decision goes away immediately. Or you decide no. Also, you also can decide no. There's many times where I thought about things a lot and then finally said, you know what? No, this is not a thing anymore. And then just put it to bed, and then it's done. Like, I don't sit there and dwell on it. But I'm really seeing this a lot, you guys, and I want to stress that nothing will happen without a decision. And I almost say it'd be better to make the decision and have it even be wrong, because you can kind of not undo it, but you have to look at, like, okay, so let's put it in the gym trainer kind of example. Like, you're tired of feeling the way you are, looking the way you are. You hire somebody to help you. You join a gym. You can always stop. like it's not, you're not committing for the rest of your life. I do believe it's important to commit for a while. Because without a commitment, whether that's like a, you know, signing a contract at the gym or whatever. Now, mind you, at our gym, we don't have that, because I think I want you to be committed emotionally and mentally. I don't need you to be committed financially. But whatever, you might operate differently. Some people do well with a financial commitment. So they signed they bought 20 sessions of personal training somewhere. They bought a 6-month membership. You gotta sign up. You gotta get accountable. You gotta get there, because sometimes, again, that motivation is fleeting. But all of that comes from that one decision. And then that might be, in my case, it was, you know, registering and paying for an LLC and being like, oh wow, okay, I officially have my own business now. Or, you know, making that phone call to an investor, making that phone call to a bank, making that, doing that research online about how to do things, and then paying for it, you know, doing it. When I remember when I first started training people online, I didn't have any idea how to do that, but I found an app or a website or something that would allow me to do it after a little bit of research, and I signed up for that thing, and then I figured it out. That's the thing, guys. I figured out how to work the process after committing to doing it. And I think this is what happens a lot. We want to figure out all of the possible things that go wrong and how to do everything about what we're going to do first. And that's kind of not how it works. You need to really have a general understanding of what you're getting into and then pull the trigger and then figure it out. You know, they call it ready, fire, aim, right? So obviously the traditional thing is ready, aim, fire. But for a lot of people who are successful, they have found that ready, fire, aim works best. Meaning I'm ready to go, let's do this, pull the trigger, and then figure it out, okay? And what happens is there's a greater sense of urgency to figure it out because you've already agreed to the thing, right? I've used this example before, but you know, we have clients that have never competed in a powerlifting meet or maybe even anything really seriously competitively athletic before. And they sign up for either our charity deadlifting meet or a local powerlifting meet. And that is so out of their comfort zone. They have no idea really what they're getting into, but they just, you know, we encourage them, just do it, sign up for it, man. And then as soon as they do, you know, training takes on a different significance. You know, they're not going to miss workouts. They're going to be diligent about their eating and their resting and their recovery and think more and learn more about training than they probably ever did ever. So in the 3 or 4 or 5 months that they're training for this competition will usually be the best training of their lives, and they'll usually, in my experience, hit some kind of emotional, mental PRs in terms of there's just a very different sense of clarity when you have a commitment to something and a set date to something. I found that when I you know, when I was 20 years old or 21, I think I signed up for my first bodybuilding competition, and I was terrified. And I knew literally nothing about it. I obviously had, like, back then, pre-internet, it was magazines and so forth. So I read a lot of magazines and looked at a lot of pictures of bodybuilders and bodybuilding contests. But I didn't know what it entailed to be in one, to be a competitor. But I saw a couple at my college. I was intrigued. I was excited. I was scared to death. And I, you know, my inside, my subconscious thought, man, I want to be up there, you know. But then that kind of rational subconscious is like, you crazy, dude, like you can't get up there. And how terrifying would that be? And all the reasons not to do it. But it wasn't until I sent in my check and my entry form that I was like, all right, I'm really doing this now. Right. Holy crap. Like, I got to do it. And then, you know, I remember that so fondly because that was probably the most dedicated to anything. Actually, no, I'm going to say the second year that I did it was the most dedicated I've ever been to anything in my life. So the first year I did my best, did a lot of personal research and tried, you know, as much as I could. And I did okay, but I was less than satisfied with my placing. I don't know if I think I placed 6th or 7th out of, like, you know, 20 guys. And I was pissed. I was thought for sure I would be in the top 5, and so being out of the top 5 really ruined my day, week. But I, in hindsight, I love that because I was so motivated that once I got out of my fucking, you know, feeling sorry for myself hole, I dedicated, like, you know, 360 days of the next year to not winning again. And I was so focused and trained so hard and so diligently for the next year that, man, I remember that fondly. It was so awesome, and I was so focused, and I learned so much. And that was all because, you know, 4 days after the first contest, I committed to the second one, and I made a promise to myself that I wasn't going to lose again. And it was awesome. But none of that would have happened without the initial time where I said, I'm in, right? The initial decision to do it was paramount to the second one and the third one. So I would never even have done any of them if I hadn't signed on right away for the first one. You know what I mean? After that, I ended up competing, I don't know, 15, 20 times. And all of them were such great experiences. But again, all of them required a pretty big decision to say, yes, I'm going to do this, because I would always move up in level, and I was always nervous. and everything kind of got figured out. I remember the first one we did, I had to travel for, and I really, at that point in my life, hadn't done a lot of traveling. So I was like, had to figure out renting hotel rooms and how to drive, you know, five states away or take an airplane. It was just little things that seemed silly, but over time, all of these things were based on decisions, you know. Our gym and our whole system was based on off small decisions that led to this point. So if I track it backwards, it was probably three or four decisions that landed us here. That's it. But those were monumental shifting points, right? So you're wandering through the woods and there's a path and it splits. Which side you choose is going to make a big freaking difference where you end up. And then down the road is going to split again. It's going to split again. So we could probably trace a trail four times through the woods, four decisions you went left or right, and it's going to dramatically change where you end up. So to summarize, I would encourage you, when you have these things that you've been quote unquote thinking about for a long time, set a deadline to yourself. Say, listen, tomorrow I'm making a decision about this. Now, what I would also say, if it's a real goal, if it's something you think about a lot, but you're scared or you're not sure, I do really believe strongly in journaling. And it doesn't have to be anything dramatic, but I have a daily planner that's designed for this kind of thing. And you basically write down your like three big goals every morning when you wake up or every night. I mean, I don't follow it exactly. I don't do it every morning or every night, but you want to physically write that stuff down daily so you see it. And there's something strong to the subconscious about the physical act of writing. And I don't know exactly how to explain that, but that's been read about and talked about and proven. Write it down, see it every day. Think about the actions that are required, but usually the first action is the one that you get hung up on, which would be, again, signing up for it, making the phone call, like, you know, putting the money down, whatever it is. Make a decision. Say, I'm doing this thing, you know, think about it at night before you go to bed. The subconscious works through a lot of problems and challenges overnight while you're asleep. And decide, tomorrow I'm pulling the trigger on this. If you don't, take it off the plate. You know, say I'm this is a yes or a no tomorrow, and then it's over. Don't let it sit there in no man's land for too long, because it creates anxiety, it creates stress, and it's not fucking getting you anywhere. So make a decision. Tomorrow's a day. I'm going on this thing or not. If not, pick a new thing, and then give that a couple days, and then pull the trigger on that. But bottom line, pull the fucking trigger. See you guys.